But it depicted a story of, you know, all his feuds, you know. And, you know, I never really watched Mania 3. It was kind of before my time, but it allowed me to go back and watch it. It was a great spectacle. I mean, and man, do I miss the brain. You know.
All right, clean it up.
The phrase, the irritable force.
Move along, come on now.
Jake was absolutely true. You know, his love for the business, all of the things, you know, he never needed a gimmick. He was the real deal. He was so unique. I mean, he was the true icon. And honestly, I get emotional because, you know, to have a friend, you know, like Tim White, you know, to see him cry on, you know, he didn't actually cry because he made that, you know, that top.
What clothes time is, but Mervyn's is a chain. Well, was a chain. I do my grocery shopping in the old Mervyn's. It's gone. It's long gone. And the Mervyn's up at the Santa Rosa Mall nearby closed down years ago as well. I have not listened to Karen Filiaro's podcast, but I thought she was awesome on Mr. Show and the Girls Guitar Club. Yeah, when I was like a little kid, before I like wanted before I wanted specific shoes, Mervyn's had shoes. You get shoes out of Mervyn's. Fucking Spider-Man t-shirt or something. You know, it's like you'd go back to school shopping at some place like that. But yeah, I want to say that Mervyn's was a chain that was all over California at one point. But yeah, long gone. We'll be right back.
7:45. Let me know what you think about the new intro. And be honest.
Oh, it's a new intro?
Be fucking honest. Don't be an asshole. Michelle, I can't ask you because you're always smiling. You know? I don't know, what do you think about it? Like, I think it's the best one I've heard ever. Like, and that would just be like, see, that's not you. What do you think about it?
I like it.
What do you like about it?
It's different. Like, so the last intro, you know, is more upbeat. This one is like, we about to be chilling from 12 to 4. It's smooth. I like it.
Okay.
You know, we about to have a chill, good time from 12 to 4.
That's right. You know, before I was all in, yay. Welcome over here. Thank you so much. Thank you. Let's go to phone line Z. Who's out there? Hey, Odin. Is that 9-1? Odie? Hello?
Yeah, look good, man. Look good.
Sorry. yo, what's going on, brother?
Man, that intro is fire, my dude. Please.
Oh, man. What'd you like about it?
Man, I just like how you switched it up, man. Every once in a while, change is good, you know what I mean?
I hate you. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Change is good, brother. Hey, you stay blessed, man.
Oh, man, you too, my brother. What's up? All
right, peace.
Peace. The Filiano.
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. How about yourself, man?
Just over here maintaining, man.
I hear you.
What do you like about the new intro?
Man, you know, shit, it's something new, bro. You know, it's dope, man. I like it, man. You know, I like the old one. You know, I like the old one because I'm so used to that shit here and there every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But shit, something new, you know, switch it up, shit. And, hey, it's all good, man. It's all good.
Oh, thank you, man. I'm thinking, man.
Keep doing your thing, man. Turn it up, bro.
Oh, man, that's what's up, man. Big with the phone. Sean.
Hey, what up, Lawrence? Man, I'm fucked with you from the wrong way, man. We ain't gonna go ahead. You know you got the voice for this radio shit. We ain't gonna go ahead and put out an app.
We were never meant to be, baby. We just.
I don't know
shot you can get. Go see your doctor if you find yourself getting that Hyrule Warriors urge. They can clear it up. They just give you the shot, clears up in like 45 minutes. It's nice.
Step into the square circle with Randy Gordon and Jerry Cody every Monday and Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on your home for boxing, SiriusXM Rush 93 and the SiriusXM app.
Along to it, it's the same lyrics, and if you listen to the outro, the bass line is there as it fades up. You hear boom boom ba-doom, boom. So here's the Beatles with Taxman, and here's Bachman with the new version of Taxman.
What?
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for
way better. Nice work on this. This is what I wanted to hear finally. Let me tell you how it will be. Like, I'm never 100% certain that I got it right. Some stuff that I just like, some years I have the patience to do it, some years I'm just like, ah, fuck it. Like deducting vehicle registration fees and little stuff like that. It's like, I don't want to figure out, try to go dig around my glove box, find the thing, do the stuff, you know, like, for like $9 or whatever the fuck it is. TurboTax is easy enough for what it is, assuming that they're asking the right questions. The nice thing about using it and continuing to use it is that when you go to start a new year of taxes, it's like, so you still work here? You still got these accounts? Okay. And they fill out about a third of the stuff. That way. Or at least point you in the right direction. Because I, you know, I've got like an investment account or whatever. Like a retirement, you know, like the gains or losses from that are things you have to enter. And so at least having it say, hey, here's the name of the company the account is with. I'm like, okay, cool. All right. That at least lets me log into this thing and figure it out from there.
Still alone in my mind. I know you're Drake came up and all Hulk heard was slam. Could you imagine what that's like? You don't know what's going on in the ring. You don't know what's going to come next because Andre's calling everything to you, and then all of a sudden he says slam. You have to be a pro wrestler to be able to fully appreciate the levelings of anxiety, adrenaline, everything that goes through you. And listen, that was a pretty good slam. For a guy that was so broken down, as they say Andre was at the time, Andre got up. That ain't just all Hulk. But as a matter of fact, it ain't all Hulk at all. Most of that body slam is on Andre getting himself up for Hulk. That's an amazing moment. Think about it. With all the things that go on in wrestling today, Dave, with moonsaults and corkscrew DDTs and acai 980 moonsaults to the floor with a triple Lindy twist, the biggest move in the history of our industry, the most memorable move in the history of our industry, is the body slam heard around the world.
And it's amazing now. And again, it's hard for a lot of our younger listeners, Bully, to understand this. But this was before YouTube and the internet, where you could just Google things. I mean, so many fans went into that Silverdome thinking that, forget about Andre never being slammed before, never being knocked off his feet before, never being in the ring with Hogan before. There were so many myths to that match that build up all that, you know, just the electricity that went into that day, you know, in 1987. And I don't know if you could ever capture that again. Ever.
Have they?
No.
Well, no, that's not true. Hulk and Rocky did. Hulk and Rocky had the same type of electricity in WrestleMania that as Hulk and Andre did. You don't agree with that?
No, I think the Hogan-Andre was on a different level, Bully, for a couple of different reasons. And a lot of reasons we've discussed in the first hour of the show. I mean, think about it. You know, people thought Andre was never defeated. People thought Andre was never slammed before. And he was slammed many times before that.
Right.
But fans didn't know. Like I said, there was no internet. There was no YouTube. And to see Hogan pick Andre up, again, most of those, maybe all of those 93,000 fans that were in attendance that day thought that never, ever happened before. And that's just a moment that's impossible to capture again. And I don't know how you could ever do it. But even the story that was being told up to that match, you know, Andre the Giant was always the lovable giant. Every time you saw him on TV, he was smiling and joking around. He was just the ultimate babyface. To see him turn, to see him want that championship, to see what he did on Piper's Pit to Hulk Hogan when he ripped the shirt and the crucifix and Hogan was bleeding from his chest. I mean, those are magical moments that I don't know in our type of society and the way wrestling fans are built now, I don't know if you can have that type of moment again.
Well, like I said, I'm going to go back to Rocky and Hogan. I think Rocky and Hogan had that moment, and I can tell you definitively, with all due respect to Hogan and Andre and WrestleMania 3, the electricity in the crowd for Rocky and Hogan, without a doubt, trumped Hulk and Andre. Just go listen. I understand what you're saying about Hulk and Andre being a bigger moment, but the electricity for Rocky Hogan was much more powerful, because that electricity lasted from the very beginning to the very end. So, yeah, that's my point.
And that's what we always say here when it comes to WrestleMania. It's about moments. It's even in pro wrestling in general, it's about certain moments that bring you back at the time. You know, when I see Hogan slam Andre at WrestleMania 3, when I see clips of it, it's like hearing a song in your car. that brings you back to high school, brings you back to your childhood. It's the same thing with wrestling. And that moment, it's just everything about that day. Like you said, you know, you watched it on closed circuit at the Nassau Coliseum. I watched it on closed circuit at one I had never seen on TV or in print for a pro wrestling match. Awe-inspiring. For granted now, but to see it back in 1987, it was a moment you never thought you'd be able to see.
For me, it was the icing on the cake, the cherry on top. I knew after that, that's it. I want to be a pro wrestler. I mean, I had known I wanted to be a pro wrestler from the first day I saw pro wrestling. There was nothing else in life I wanted to do. I never wanted to do one other job. I wanted to be a pro wrestler. And then after I saw that, like, the story that I told walking out of WrestleMania 3, and, you know, my dad asked me if I liked the show, and I said, don't worry, Dad, that's going to be me one day. That was it. I had tunnel vision. I knew exactly what I wanted to do. WrestleMania 3 and that body slam and that match left a profound, lasting image in my mind of what I wanted to do.
Yeah, and watching that Hall of Fame ceremony last Friday and your induction and of course, you know, Mark Henry's induction, and you mentioned that story, you know, leaving WrestleMania 3 and telling your uncle, you know, this is what you wanted to do, and you're making the jab at your uncle. And then Mark Henry talking about Andre the Giant's, the reason he became a pro wrestler, the reason that he was such a diehard, passionate fan. You know, him trying to just touch Andre and him falling over the barricade and Andre actually picking him up and placing him on his feet. I mean, that's the type of impact Andre the Giant had.
Set out big pickets.
Well, congratulations are in order to Tracy Morgan. He finally got his star on the Walk of Fame. Yay, Tracy Morgan.
Oh, man, shout out to TV show.
Did I laugh?
Yes.
Is it started yet? Is it came out yet?
It came out in like 2 weeks ago.
Oh no, the IHOP is gone. It's IHOP here on Lombard in San Francisco. It's just all fucking gated off. It says available. I'm gonna lease the IHOP building and open an IHOP.
Secret, you know, to even make people forget about the past, Bully, I just don't think that's something you could ever do in 2018.
Well, the number one thing that pops into my head is just nobody looks like Andre anymore. You know, back in the day, guys were larger than life. I was considered average size back in the day. Now, I'm a bigger dude within the business. You know, guys like Andre and Hogan and Earthquake, and I mean, we can go on and on with these big guys. Even Tony Atlas back in the day. Listen, the list goes on and on. Now we're looking at a significantly different body shape and body type of pro wrestler. Considerably smaller. I mean, who's considered other than Big Show? Who's a big man in wrestling these days?
Braun Strowman. Yeah.
Braun? Who else?
I couldn't give you another name.
Exactly. So back in the day, Braun was, you know, like, that was the normal size guy. Now, they are the minority. Now the majority are, you know, the... That's what a wrestler looks like today.
And the other thing, too, to answer Marcus's question... is, let's face it, if you had WrestleMania 3 today, you had Hogan versus Andre, the crowd would probably be split. There'd probably be a ton of Hogan haters that wouldn't like Hulk Hogan, didn't like the message he was saying, and there'd probably be fans that would love Andre now that he was a heel because they've been waiting for Andre to turn heel for years and years, and you would probably have a split crowd. There was nobody, Bully, in that building. I could certainly say where I saw it on closed circuit television, there was nobody rooting for Andre to drop. Here's a guy that you absolutely loved just a year ago, and now you absolutely despise him, and everybody loved Hogan. You would not get that kind of reaction today.
You're totally right, and I think it bothered Andre that he was so hated, because all he wanted to do was be loved and put smiles on people's faces. And here's the moment in time I'm going to put my finger on that I think proves my point. And I could be wrong, but check it out. When Andre and Bobby Heenan first entered the arena at WrestleMania 3 on the giant cart, what's the first thing you saw Andre do to the fans? wave. He waved to them. Heels don't wave to fans. And Andre, especially on that particular night, was the heel of all heels. Why was he waving to the fans? It was that inner baby face that just wanted to be loved. And he came out of his own face for 1 second. You don't wave to fans when you're that hated. Andre did not want to be that hated, but he knew it was correct for business. And that's what young wrestlers today can learn from. What Andre did for wrestling was so unselfish. He put himself in an uncomfortable situation, an uncomfortable spot. But by working outside of his comfort zone, he changed everything for us. He made Hulk Hogan that superstar. So instead of young wrestlers today thinking in terms of, you know, I and me, they should be thinking in terms of we and us. What can I do that will help everybody, including myself, as opposed to what can I do to help myself and maybe everybody else also?
Wow, great point, Bully. Also, too, it kind of gave me chills when you asked me the question, what was the first thing that Andre did when he came out for his entrance with Bobby the Brain Heenan? And I was able to answer the question. Think about that. That you remember the entrance of Andre the Giant so vividly that you can remember the first thing that he did.
Well, you're a super fan, so I'm not shocked by that.
That's true. 844-796-7874. Speaking of fans, let's go to the Busted Open Ace when we come back. Bully and LaGreca, right here on Busted Open.
The global expansion.
Suicide up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
In the funk, Dr. Spock smoking on the train.
persistence. H.O.B. I shift like a clutch with the ruck. Examine my nuts, I don't stop till I get it up. 6 million ways to die, so I chose. Made it 6 million and run with your eyes closed. If life both goes, then you can feel the wrath. It shatters the glass in second half on your funky ass. Hey, yo, my man. Play me now, they can't forget me now. They give me now, I rock the spot, check clock. Hit the offer, licking off in hip hop. Fuck the billboard, I'm a bullet on my block. How you know when you pay for your billboard spot?
Look up in the sky, it's the bird, it's a plane.
In the funk doctor's box, smoking on the train.
How high?
So how did I get kissed the sky?
You do what you do, I do what I do. Let me. Exactly. That's all I'm about, bro, bro.
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
Exactly. It's a choo-choo. Continue to ride the train. Form an orderly line.